John chapter 20. First part of that chapter talks about what we celebrated last week, Resurrection Sunday. And then Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. And then Jesus appeared a little later to the disciples. And pick up the story in verse 19, New Living Translation. That evening, on the first day of the week, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. And as he spoke, he held out his hands for them all to see, and he showed them his side. They were filled with joy when they saw their Lord, and he spoke to them again and said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they're forgiven. And if you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven." And then Jesus appeared to Thomas. You remember Thomas, the doubter? One of the disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "Hey, we have seen the Lord." But he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands and put my finger into them and place my hand into the wound in his side." 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but he suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. And he said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put your hand into my wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." Thomas exclaimed, "My Lord, my God." And then Jesus told him, "You, being Thomas, believe because you have seen me, but blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe anyway." We're that generation. We believe, but we haven't seen him.